We're at the 2010 World Dairy Expo. With me is the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. And Pam, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. And for those people who've been living in a cave for the last 20 or 30 years, if they don't know you, who are you, Pam Yonke?
I have been curtailed to Wisconsin geography all of my life, Cindy. Dairy kid from northeast Wisconsin. I always benchmark myself 26 miles north of Lambeau Field. And small dairy farm, 40 cows, that's most we ever milked. Went to school in western Wisconsin for agriculture and journalism. And for, oh my lord, World Dairy Expo would be since 1990. That was the beginning of my career in Madison. And so here I be, the farm babe that seems to call this the marathon, not the sprint anymore, World Dairy Expo.
So 20 years you've been doing this.
Yeah. And then some years feeling longer than others. But, yeah, World Dairy Expo gets to be almost a class reunion of sorts for a lot of us from Wisconsin. You know, in Wisconsin, as in many states, agriculture is kind of a small pool. You either went to college with 90% of the people or you grew up next to 90% of the people, showed cattle with them, all that kind of stuff. So my greatest distraction as a broadcaster is to shut my mouth from telling stories with all the people I haven't seen for a year and concentrate on business and the news that's always breaking here at the show.
Shut your mouth. That must be hard, Pam.
Yeah. Well, you've known me a long time, Cindy. It may be something suggested, but seldom successful. So,
now, what stations do you work for?
I've got 13 network stations that I've got in Wisconsin now. Just like farmers, I started off with a standalone AM when I first came down here in October of 1990. And now it's kind of just like farmers, more geography. So up in my home neck of the woods, I've still got a couple radio stations in southern Wisconsin. And then I've also been, I don't know how, but I've managed to be for probably over seven, closer to 10 years now, on the CBS affiliate TV-wise. With twice-a-day live broadcasts on what's happening in agriculture. And so help me, that one just befuddles me. The fact that they trust me to be on the air live like that and without a script, and you know my language, that could worry some. But we have a great time, and it seems to be very well received with this Madison audience, which is, I call them foodies. We're seeing a real renaissance in Madison of people that love the farmers market, want to know the story of the farmers, and I'm happy to be able to tell that story, and people are happy to listen. So it works out real well. And then, of course, I'm like a lot of you folks. You have to turn to the web to try to get your stories out there, too. So fabulousfarmbabe.com tries to help me do that, too.
Okay, Fabulous Farm Babe. When and how did you get that moniker?
Oh, for the love of Mary. See, this is where you have to draw the fine line between people you call friends and others. When I first came to southern Wisconsin, at that time, there was a woman on the air that did a sports show. She was the sports babe. And her and I shared similar physique, some of the same personality on the air at times. And my Farm Bureau buddy started introducing me around as our fabulous farm babe. Well, what started as a joke stuck. And now I can't get away from it. It's my website. It's my truck. It's my license plate. It's what people yell across parking lots. So whether it fits anymore or not, I'm not sure. But it is I couldn't pay that much money for branding and marketing. It started off as a joke, and now there it is.
Are you still selling the Fabulous Farm Bay bobbleheads?
Oh, the bobbleheads don't want to go away either. There again, are they friends or are they others? It was cooked up as a surprise that they thought I would think was really hilarious. You know, right around the time, people that know me, I'm very fond of Brett Favre, even though he no longer plays for the Packers. I try to forgive him, although if he doesn't quit coming back year after year, it's getting harder to forgive him. Anyhow, he had a bobblehead, so my buddies decided it was time for the farm babe to have a bobblehead. So they put together not one, but two different renditions. As I found out, they decided one looked a little bit too masculine, so the second one, the only thing they changed was they put lipstick on it. Well, you know what, Cindy? You've heard the phrase lipstick on a pig. Well, so there you go, folks. But the Fabulous Farm Babe bobbleheads are still alive and well and circulating in multiple states, I'm afraid.
Now, when you come to the World Dairy Expo, you spend the whole time here?
Yeah, I really do. I do my live show, which in Wisconsin, because we milk cows, is on at 5 in the morning live. So I'm in the station a couple hours earlier to make sure I'm going to make sense when 5 o'clock rolls around. Well, by that time, you know, your body's up. I'm ready to go. So basically, I come out here to the show, harass people in the barn, swap stories, go up and harass people in the media room. Oh, and now the show's open. So then you go from 9 until 5 when the show closes. And then, because I don't know how to say no, I got a house full of farm broadcasters that stay at my house every year because apparently the room rate is just right. So when I go home, the socialization, shall we say, does not stop. So by the time that Friday rolls around, you can basically punch holes in Yankee pretty easily because I don't know if I'm coming or going, but I love every minute of it.
This is the 44th annual World Dairy Expo, and you've been going for 20 years. What's changed in the last 20 years? How have you seen the show grow in 20 years?
Yeah, well, first of all, 20 years, when I first got here, we didn't have the building we're standing in. The grounds themselves have been changed dramatically since I came down here. And remember, I came down here and judged cattle when I was a kid, too, which was a big doggone deal for a kid from O'Connell Falls FFA. But, just thinking about the surrounding area around the show itself, that's changed. And now I take a look at the technology that I have to try to understand myself to talk, hopefully, halfway intelligently with my clients in the show. That's exciting. And I think just the ebb and flow in Wisconsin specifically, we've seen dairy farms that went from having to decide, are we going to keep doing this or are we going to get out, to making the commitment to stay in it. And now I'm seeing guys that I went to college with that left perhaps a career and are on the farm full-time, happy as clams to be in the dairy industry, and now their kids are coming up too. That makes me feel good. It makes me feel ancient, but it makes me feel good too. And that's part of the stuff that keeps you coming back to the show and keeps the momentum of the show up.
And you, of course, report on the dairy industry constantly because you're right here in the middle of it.
Right.
What do you think right now about the status of the dairy industry? Last year was pretty bad. How about this year?
Yeah, I think that what most people would say is if I made it through that and I'm still around, I can take a lot. I'm not going to pretend that there's not a lot of pain still out there. We ate through equity like nobody's business in Wisconsin to maintain our dairies, to keep our dairies going. Some of the most beautiful dairies in Wisconsin had just as bad financial time as a brand new dairy that might really be heavily in debt. It's just the way that things are. I think that they take solace in taking a look at the entire economy. It's not just the dairy sector. Your friends at church are going through the same layoffs, the same financial challenges. The kids in college are starting to second guess, what am I going to do? No more 7-year hanging around on mom and dad's paycheck or checkbook. There's a whole different dynamic at work here, and I think there's a lot of people that look at each other and kind of pat each other on the back at this show and say, hey, we're still here. We changed some things that we maybe never thought we ever would change. It's for the better, and now we're moving forward. Let's get back on track.
Well, how dependent is Wisconsin on the dairy industry?
Oh, sister girl, this is our number one industry. There are a lot of states that maybe can say the auto industry or other areas. In Wisconsin, it is the dairy industry. And fortunately, our governor and our legislature makes no bones about it. They know, no pun intended, where their bread is buttered. And because of that, they've been very good at tax incentives, not just to reinvest in our dairies, but into our cheese and manufacturing infrastructure, our transportation, all of those kinds of things. That helps to keep everybody excited about their future in the industry. And we're seeing, contrary to what many people might believe, our dairies are getting larger in size. Even the average ma and pa size dairy in Wisconsin is about 200 cows. It's not that 50-cow dairy with a red barn, white picket fence. We all recognize that's necessary to survive. And now we are finding more large dairies that are homegrown in Wisconsin going to 1,000 cows, more than 1,000 cows. The regulatory process is stringent, as it would be in any state, but they still believe that this is the right economic climate, that it's generally a well-supported industry as far as neighbors and community support to make the investment to try to go through the permitting process in the building.
Well, I suppose the new technology and the automatic milking and that kind of thing has helped them to expand into bigger dairies.
Oh, yeah. Well, money is money, though, sweetie. And right now, the latest dairy that has its permit process is up in the central portion of the state. Their permitting process, their first phase of permitting process alone was 3,000 pages submitted to the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Agriculture just to get started. They're looking at maybe about a 4,000 cow dairy, and they're looking at a $35 million investment to try to get that dairy going. And this is just the beginning. They hope to have it up and online by maybe fall of 2011. They'll employ about 40 people, and those people will have full-time benefits, health insurance, vacation, and very good earned wages once that dairy is up. And some areas of Wisconsin, we need those jobs desperately, and obviously we need the milk. So we'll watch and see how that one progresses.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy here.
Yes.
Thank you. Great talking to the fabulous farm babe here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.